So before hearing, when someone told you about concentration, developing calm, and kusala, samatha, you had your own ideas about it. And therefore, when someone says you have to do this, have calm before panya can arise, it was, you had to believe, you believed it, it made sense to you.
是说我们正常的状况下，当我们其实什么都不太清楚知道的时候，别人告诉我们做这个做那个培养平静，我们很自然其实就会接受了，因为有些好处嘛。But
after hearing about seeing, hearing, and the different chetasikas of daily life, you begin to realize that these mundane everyday experiences, you don't even understand this before. Now you only now you begin to. Little bit like a small baby, begin to understand.
所以，当我们开始听到这些什么是实相啊、心啊、心所、色法这些分类细节的时候，我们开始去了解，在日常生活中就正在发生。可是，我们都完全不知道，我们都还都是在像娃娃一样而已。So
when confronted with concepts such as calm and concentration, now you will think differently because. You won't just follow, but your inclination would be to just first understand, then to just do.
所以像在以前，其实不管人家告诉我们练什么，其实都在概念世界里。可是佛陀传法，传什么是真的，我们就进到法真相的世界里，而不是别人叫我们做什么，我们去了解真相实相是什么。And
that's why Ajahn Sujin often reminds us that. Study one word at a time. Try to understand one at a time.
对，那阿娟老师她通常就会还蛮强调一次一个，把它弄清楚。
Why do you say that developing or practicing calm is wrong? Now, is it right or wrong to practice whatever you think calmness in order to be calm, in order, right or wrong?
如果现在我们说你来练习这个，练习练习，为了得到平静，为什么这是错的？老师其实想知道，真的懂吗？真的知道的话，为什么是错的吗？现在知道是一个贪爱。I think I understand that loba to practice.
Because you see that when there's no understanding, how can it be right?
如果没有正见，怎么可能是对的？
There are ignorance, not understand this and that, many, many things in life. And then there's no understanding of the nature of each reality. So it's only the idea of self or I would like to have such and such.
因为无明掩盖了实相真相，所以我们根本不会知道。所以若不去了解这些实相，各自在理智上的认知，我们怎么可能逐渐去建立智慧呢？了解。
And what do you do when you sit or practice calmness? What do you do?
那我们回到所谓的练习平静了。那在练习平静的时候，你做了什么事？就是你怎么练平静？你做什么？为了得到平静，你会做什么？在你所谓的禅修，为了得到平静，你会做什么来得到平静？
You did that before.
你有做过吗？
我讲我的 experience，
就是，yeah, she wants to share her experience.
我觉得平静是不可能得到的，就是说你修行的目的，所谓平静，我们是好像是一个追求的目标，那事实上不是，是你要看到，在面对你心所反应所缘的所有一切的时候。 你对它不产生任何的执取，然后你知道它发生，然后你知道它灭去，那这个时候，你知道它升起灭去的时候，这个心知道了也就结束了。你说一个妄想，或者是说，过去的一个就是一个妄念出来的时候，或是一个你听到一个声音。
The experience she has is to observe whatever happened, either a concept or a sound, it's come and go.
And what do you know?
那你知道了什么？在这个经验中，然后你知道了什么？
那个不是我，我经验都
你以前就知道那个不是你。
嗯，
所以你以前人家就告诉你没有我就是了。
因为我因为基本上我了解
不老师意思就是说那个时候你的经验就是你在那边练习看他生生灭灭不要去执取、
嗯、
这个过程这个结束之后你得到了什么你知道了什么
没有一个我在修行
OK from her experience she know there's no I observing
how can there be because at this moment this very moment or the moment before going to practiceWhere's the I? And how can there be no I?
那老师说你怎么可能这样子练就知道其实就可以体会真的没有我那你去那里的时候是一个我去吧有一个我想要得到什么去吧
也许我们对无常的概念就是生起灭去的时候、嗯、它在你所可以了解的当下发生它只是一个发生那你不需要追随它、
嗯、OK she said because the anicca, there are things coming and go and...
Nothing comes, nothing go now.、
Mm-hmm. 现在有
It's only thinking about the coming and the going, but it's not the direct experiencing of the moment when it arises and falls away with understanding of each reality as it is.、
Mm-hmm. 现在有生灭吗就说其实老师的意思就是说那个还是在 thinking 你只是在想那些东西概念来念头来声音来那个还是在想那个还不是直接真的经验不是真的正念正念才是真的直接经验正念那一刻才是真的知道没有我要不然通常都在心门用思考的其实我们只是注意到那个、还是我在注意到你看到手背你还是知道那是我的手背可是正念的时候不会是
所以我们才说培养正念。
Yeah, that's why we say the satipatthana to develop sati.
Only word,、
yeah.
but not sati and not patthana
right. 但是一般来讲都只是文字上而已还没有真正了解什么是真的正念因为他可能会问什么是真的正念、
嗯、If one does know what sati is, how can there be sati more and more?
如果一个人不知道什么是正念怎么可能他会越来越多怎么培养他呢如果他是什么都不知道他怎么会越来越多他越来越多你一定越来越清楚啊如果你还是不知道是什么那就表示没有啊我不是说你啦我是说外面的
我也可能没有
老师好哈大家好昨天我上了短短的下午的课我自己听到一个重点老师说有处才有存在没才有世界那我就把那句话拿来用学习不要处就觉得心很平静这是我昨天学习到的嗯，有处才有存在没有处就不存在就当下心很平静
On Sunday afternoon when I heard about the discussion of if there's no pasa there's no existing there's no worldThere could not be any experience, so there's no world without pasa. So I try not to have pasa. I feel calm.
At the moment of I, pasa is there.
The moment of I.
I.
Yeah.
Pasa is there.
当你觉得我平静的时候，那一刻一定也有 pasa. True. 你刚刚说 true. Then how can there be no pasa?
How can there be no seeing?
有可能没有眼识耳识这些吗
So, okay, please.
My question is, first of all, why don't you want to have pasa?
他想先问你说为什么你不想要有触这个触不是指接触嘛是指那个心跟所缘它负责执行接触的功能的那个触
因为我们的触大致上都是不是快乐就是不快乐那、啊、怎样让心平静我就觉得当下觉得心很平静这种触感
Because all the experience caused the fluctuation of the emotion happy or not happy So
no pasa means no citta
如果没有触就不会有心一起对
So you don't want to have any citta, you want to die.
所以你不想要任何新升起去经验吗？还是你想要结束生命？
任何新的经验。
就是这个触帕萨一定会跟每个心一起升起，因为每个心一定有个东西让它经验。那如果你不想要触，就等于你不想要心了，对不对？你会愿意不要心吗？现在？
哎，也不是。
No, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to enter the light.
Yes, but there cannot be citta without pasa.
就是不可能说心，不可能没有触。如果有心的话，
嗯嗯嗯，那等于说还是有它的实相在啦。
它还是在，本来可是它很难被经验。
了解。
嗯。
So we see that there's no use just wanting to have a particular experience or result.
所以我们可以看到，其实我们刻意想要什么样的结果是没有用的。
Because we just try something that's our own idea, and it just takes us further away from the reality of the present moment.
嗯哼，当我们想要某种特别的结果的时候呢，那个我就跑进来了，只是让我们离那个真相更远而已，实相更远。很正常，很正常。
But that's why we learn about conditions and how everything is conditioned.
这就是为什么我们要学因缘和合，每件事都因缘和合，你就会放松了。其实。
And we understand that we have to have a deeper understanding of the Buddha's explanation of things in order to develop real understanding.
我们逐渐加深对佛陀的话语的了解，然后加强增高智慧，这样子。一样也不是任何人的智慧。
We can begin to see that the nature of wrong understanding and self-view, that so long, if this arises, it takes us the wrong way all the time. Thinking and wanting results, wanting to do this, to get that, to get this. But that's wrong understanding is so bad. We can begin to understand that.
所以其实我们会慢慢慢慢知道更多什么是误解的那个我都会跑进来，可是其实这不代表这有可能是进步哦。当你越来越智慧，因为无明不会知道嘛，智慧在知道，所以当你看知道越来越多错误的见解，其实可能是一个进步。
We might hear that life is suffering is dukkha, and so we might think that because of seeing there are all these different attachments and different problems, and so we might think thatIt's better if there's no pasa and no seeing. But this is just a long story thinking. Actually, right now, there is attachment to seeing, attachment to hearing. So really, if we're truthful, we would like to see again and again, hear again and again, because the truth of the arising and falling away of reality is not understood now.
或许我们本身的经验，还有佛陀提到四圣地，第一圣地是苦地，我们觉得人生很苦很苦，我们想要比较这些这样起起伏伏的快乐不快乐，可是事实上呢，现在就有眼识耳识，其实眼识之后马上就有贪爱，我们如果认真的面对自己，我们不贪爱眼识吗？你会不想要看到吗？对，你不会想要眼睛没有吗？对不对？你还是会贪爱有这个眼识的经验在，对，你不会不想要从此就瞎了。对，所以我们现在在学的就是知道这些东西就在我们现在正在发生，直到我们有一天真的经验它在生灭了，那你就会发现它不值得抓住，一直灭了有什么好抓住，这个就是苦的意思。
For example, we talk about knowing that the nature of realities, but actually if there is no understandingDirectly of seeing now, we cannot say there is the highly developed understanding that not only understands seeing, but understands the arising and falling away of seeing. And that is what is dukkha. So when we just think, oh, life is dukkha and better if we don't have life, it's just a misunderstanding. It's not really understanding the impermanence of reality now.Or the unsatisfactoriness of it. It's just repeating some words about it. So the development of understanding is actually the development of knowing how there is more and more ignorance than we ever imagined. But like you said, it's a kind of relief because at least there's the beginning to appreciate no one there, no one to do anything, no practice to be followed, and understanding can begin to develop and can begin to see that ignorance for what it is.
所以我们现在还是在理智上知道眼是在生命而已，一直要到我们直接真的体验它是在生灭的时候，那个时候智慧才是真的很高了。那在那个时候才会真正体会苦的意义是什么。苦的意义其实就是因为它一直灭去，无常的意义是什么，因为它一直灭去，它不能成为你的依靠，所以它不可能是满足的。对，然后刚刚后面有点分心不太确定，不过基本上就是说我想起来了，就是我们在累积智慧的过程中也会逐渐看到我们有很多很多的无明，非常非常多的无明。 OK， 但是其实重点是智慧的培养，不是越来越少的贪，然后也不是说生命就因此就不要有。对对对，只要生命在都一定有生灭，就是苦。
So how many cetasikas now we know?
所以我们现在知道几个心所了。我们谈了几个心所，我们知道哪些。OK, Pasa, 我们还有，没有，我们先回忆一下，我们知道哪些。Pasa, Pasa, Vedana,
受是吧
？Sanya, OK,
记忆，
嗯哼 ，Ekagata,
意图
，Jetana,
注意
，Manasikara,
生命。
GV injury 啊，七个对不对？还有没有？Vitaka。
How many？
那 still counting. Seven of the with the scene, and then they say
Vitaka.
Universal, universal, right? And then Vitaka, the universal seven, yes. And no. But they add Vitaka now. After universal seven, they talk
and
about
one or two others that we have mentioned.
Right.
Are they arise now?
现在有吗？刚刚谈的这些有没有在升起？
有。
Yes.
Do they also arise with other citta as well, not only ten cittas?
这七个，除了这眼识、耳识以外，有没有跟其他的心升起？
有。
Yes.
And, what citta which have more than seven cittasikas, as you know now?
有什么心会超过七个心所的？你们现在知道的有什么心？有什么心是超过七个心所的？意识、心识是 thinking。
Okay, and what else?
还有吗？里面有一只狗。
想算吗？想不是吗？
不，那是什么心？什么心会有超过七个心所？哪些心会超过七个心所？刚玉穗是说，心事会超过，还有没有什么
？Okay, now just talk about cittasikas. How many now?
Okay, 好，那我们先继续。我们学了多少的心所了？我们刚说七个，对不对？那七个是所有的心都会有的。
对。
那又加了一个旬，对不对？
对。
好，那我们还有刚刚还有讨论了其他心所，还有什么？
善心不善心，那算了。
啊，那是心，现在心所、
啊、也是心，
心所，
心所。
刚刚我讨论啊，要讨论什么心所？讨论了，我们刚讨论了半小时，什么心所？班雅。
Okay.
Yeah.
Third of six.
Seven plus Vitaka.
Vitaka.
Eight and then 班雅 nine.
班雅
nine 九个，还有没有？我们刚讨论了半天，要建立什么？
智慧、啊，建立智慧。
智慧讲了，班雅讲了。正见是智慧，正见是智慧，就是班雅。无我是智慧，无我是所有的实相的特征。
要建立信心吗
？Confidence， 但我们还没有谈到 confidence， but we didn't really talk about discuss confidence yet。正见就是智慧，正见就是智慧哦。OK， 我们刚不是讨论半天那个什么三摩什么的，
三摩地，
最后讨论三摩地是什么？Sati, right? 那个 Sati, 觉知，绝对是跟着善的而已。但是，你刚刚说什么 ？Sati, so that's ten. Sati, ten. One more you mentioned, yeah. 还有一个什么？要培养什么？刚才讨论观跟什么是不同的路，一个是 一个对象是实相，一个对象其实是概念。
值啊。
Yeah, pasati. 平静，对 ,pasati。所以十一个，对不对？内观是培养慧，那个禅定是培养定而已 ,pasati, 对。不一样的路。11, 我们学了一个，十一个了嘛，对不对？十一个。
There is one.
One more.
That we don't mention precisely, but everyone knows.
还有一个我们不会刻意去谈，但是每个人都知道都有的。那 past already mentioned, the seven already mentioned.
There was one we mentioned when you talked about practicing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. 我们刚说练，我们去练禅修的话，你发现背后是什么？贪。Yeah. 贪也是一个，贪爱也是一个心所。Loba. Yeah. Loba.
One more.
还有一个，我们其实还有谈到一个。Yeah. Okay. 还有一个，我们刚说智慧越多，会越来越发现什么东西其实很多。
无明。
Moha.
One more.
还有一个支取就是贪的功能是支取Dosa
Okay, more, one more
Dosa 是愤怒的意思贪嗔痴的意思
We don't speak about it precisely but everyone knows what is there
我们没有很精确的去讨论它但是每个人都知道它是什么、yeah. Karma
Okay, one more
Karma 就是 Jetana 还有
Jetana Jetasika
OK Karma 是意图就是 Karma 对还有一个 Samsara
is not Jetasika Jitta Jetasika are Samsara
轮回是一个概念 它不属于这十相心所里面的其中一个轮回是个概念、讲过了无名讲过了 Moha 讲过了 Any hint
Pardon?
Any hint?
Okay, we all have. For those who haven't heard the teachings, for sure.
没有，我们还没讨论精进。我们就是我们今天讨论过的，有带到的，每个人都有的，就是正见的相反是什么？
邪见。
Wrong view.
Right. Ajetasika.
它是一个实相哦，它是一个心所。我们刚讲不善的心所，其实有十四个。我们讲了贪嗔痴。然后其实邪见也是一个实相，它还是最糟糕的敌人，因为它让你远离正见，因为它是邪见。它比贪，第一个是无明，它是大魔王，没有它什么都没有嘛，对不对？对，没有它连善都不会了，就停止轮回了。
And what can eliminate wrong view?
那什么可以拔除邪见？
智慧。
班牙。
Yes, right, understanding.
就是正见、
Only.
对。所以八正道。
八正道。
When there's wrong view,
it conditions wrong practice, like practicing for this or practicing for that. That practicing is conditioned by wrong view, wrong understanding, because behind it, there is the idea that I can do something, I can do this or that to have concentration or awareness.
那每件事都有因缘条件嘛，所以去有错误的练习方法，就是因为错误的见解造成的。那最深的错误见解就是我的存在，以至于我可以做这个，我可以做那个，得到我要的结果。So what is bhavana then? What is there to develop?
Bhavana is the development of understanding. Understanding.Is of two kinds, the kind that accompanies samatha, but importantly for us, it is the kind of understanding that accompanies awareness of present moment reality.
其实这讲修行，其实只是两大类，一个是智慧的培养，一个就是samadhi定的培养。那我们现在真正关注其实是智慧的培养，所以所谓的修行其实是智慧的培养，只是大家会去做，有因为错。物的见解邪见造成一个方法出现了想要快速的得到慧的培养
And the beginning of the conditions for the arising of understanding are hearing the, an explanation of how things really are at the present moment
那既然一切都有因缘条件
那正见培养，我们要培养正见嘛，那它的因缘条件是什么？它第一个条件就是你要听到佛陀的话，不是吗？不是正语 not right speech， 是佛陀的话才是智慧嘛。这如果不听到佛陀的话，怎么可能成为一个智慧成长的因缘条件？
Understanding does not begin by trying to see something or undertaking a practice of some kind.
所以正见啊，智慧的增加，并不是想要说我可以看到什么，或者是我可以透过练习得到什么，而是先从佛陀的话开始。
But it begins by hearing the explanation of how things really are at the present moment.
他从怎么样开始呢？就是这一刻到底事情真相是怎么运作，事情的本来的样子是什么样子。
And considering what we've heard, considering what has been heard and understood over time.
好，刚才是文慧哦，那接下来你要去思考它，思慧，你去想这些话是不是真的，是不是有道理。
For example, we've heard today that the present moment of seeing is really a moment of seeing consciousness experiencing visible object followed by thinking about the visible object.
比如说我们今天讨论到眼识，我们说眼识经验的那个可以被看到的，那经验完之后呢，进到心门心识去思考那个被看到的，我们今天是不是听到这个
different realities and each realityconditioned by different conditions.
这些谈到的都是不同的实相嘛，眼识啊，被看到的啊，心识思考啊，这些不同的时刻或者是眼根都是不同的实相，他们都有它的因缘条件。
Quite different from how we have understood the world before hearing about seeing.
所以是眼识在经验看，不是我在看，这个东西其实跟我们之前所认知的非常的不一样。
Is there bhavana now?
现在有没有修行？现在这一刻有没有在修行？
有。
Yes.
At moments of understanding, when the understanding begins to understand what is true, what is real now, that understanding begins to accumulate. It begins to become more habitual, and that is the mental development or the development of understanding.That is bhavana, which leads to vipassana bhavana.
嗯哼，所以修行智慧的建立呢，因为一刻一刻嘛，如果那一刻有智慧的一刻，就是在建立，就是在修行啊，那就会累积越来越多，越来越多，最后到高招到内观的智慧去，内观智慧已经很高了，就是可以直接知道实相的生灭了。
So bhavana is not about.A place or a time or a sitting posture or about concentration or trying to practice. It's about the development of understanding of what appears now when we're talking about vipassana bhavana.
所以修行呢，并不是说你要去某个地方，或是你用什么姿势，或者是你要练习某个方法，对，它就是慧的培养，任何情境都有实相在生灭，有被了解的那一刻就是在修行。
Life is only ever at this moment, so if we have an idea there should be another place or another way of practice or another time or another object experience, it means there's no understanding now that reality life is conditioned just as it is nowSo the bhavana always has to be at this moment.
因为生命是一刻一刻，就是这一刻就是生命嘛，它的生命就过去了。那如果认为应该要去哪里做什么，或者是什么样子比较容易培养智慧，那这一刻你就是没有真的了解，这一刻就有实相在生命，这一刻就有因缘和合不能改变的实相在生命，但它可以被了解的机会就过了。
Without right understanding can be bhavana.
如果没有正见，有可能有修行吗？
没有。
So when people go to different places to meditate, is that bhavana?
所以，那既然正见，那找个地方去坐下来用方法是正见吗？
不是。
嗯哼。
What is right must be right, and what is wrong must be wrong.
对的就一定是对的，那不是对的当然是错的。
And it's only panya which can perform that function.
只有智慧可以 执行这个功能之道。
And what is the difference between two kinds of bhavana, the samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana?
那修行的两个不同 的主题，一个是定嘛，一个是慧嘛，有什么不同？修定或修慧有什么不同？ Only the banya can eradicate all the...
Yes, but there are two kinds of bhavana.
Yeah.
Samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana.
Right.
Are they different?
Yeah.
Both have panya.
Mm-hmm. 这两个其实都会带着智慧。对，那这两个有什么不同？定跟慧的修行有什么不同？其实你修定也是要慧，但是其实不太一样的慧。
慧会知道，定不会知道。
Vipassana can understand, but Samatha does not understand.
But there is Panya.
Mm-hmm.
At moment of developing Samatha as well.
Mm-hmm. 在建立慧的时候，其实不在建立定的时候，其实也是有慧，只是那个慧的强度跟那个不一样。所以它其实关键不在有没有慧，这两个到底有什么不同？比如说它的对象有没有不同？
是有不同，但是。没办法表达出来。
修定跟修慧心，因为只有心嘛，没有人在修嘛。那心在经验的对象有没有不同？
对，有不同。
怎么不同
？So both concern the development of panya. Bhavana is the development of panya, but there are two kinds of panya, and what is understood?
就说这两个其实都有，这两个修行都会有会伴随，只是说。一个是了解实相的慧，一个不是。对，那这两个他还是要问这两个修行到底有什么不同，所以你们可以从对象去开始。
嗯。Banya can have different functions according to whether it arises, with as part of samatha or as part of the understanding of realities.
慧其实是有不同的强度跟功能的，那在定跟内观是不一样的。听他会解释。
In both cases, it understands, but what it understands is different.
嗯哼，它慧的功能就是去知道嘛，知道什么，什么被知道是不一样的。
Only in the development of vipassana insight does it understand the true nature of present moment reality.
嗯哼，内观的慧，他知道是什么？这一刻的实相的本质是什么？他的对象是实相，所以他知道的就是实相到底是什么？他可以了解实相，这是内观。
When it arises with samatha, if it's true samatha, the panya understands the conditions for calmness at that moment, calmness of citta.
嗯，那如果是修定的话呢？因为它的对象并不是实相，而是一个概念。那它其实会，因为修定是平静嘛，平静越来越强嘛，所以它其实那个时候会并不知道实相哦，因为对象不是实相，实相没有出现，它不可能了解，它只是了解这个平静升起的因缘条件原因是什么而已。比如人终须一死，有什么好执取的？类似这样子的概念。
To get a better idea, as you know, it's common that outside the Buddha's teachings, people have some understanding about the harmfulness of anger and attachment.Lots of attachment. They have some idea about them being unwholesome, and then on the opposite about how to be free from attachment. But they don't understand that it's just a dhamma. So it is they who have attachment and who want to be calm. Whereas with the teachings of the Buddha,Attachment is understood as just a dhamma. Calm is understood as just a dhamma, not self.
所以在佛陀出来之前啊，开悟之前，其实很多人会练到很高的禅定，对不对？那他们也是看到不善的危险啊，他们也想要追求平静啊，他们在贪啊嗔里面也是起起伏伏，也觉得 不喜欢嘛，所以他发展出了平静。OK， 那只是他跟佛陀教导的有什么不一样？佛陀出来，这他们不会知道，贪其实只是一个实相，是生生灭灭不属于我的实相，嗔或者是平静。只有在佛陀出来传了法，传了什么是真的，传了八正道之后，我们才知道原来即使贪也不属于我的，平静也不属于我的，这样才有办法根除，才有办法最深的舍离。
There are many levels of panya or understanding, and it is of many different kinds, like panya of samatha and panya of vipassana.
那就是强调其实智慧有很多的层次啦，不管是哪一个定或慧，都会有不同的层次的慧。
And samatha leads to temporary suppression of what is unwholesome.
那修定只能暂时压制住那些不善的贪嗔痴而已，暂时。
他走到沙底，就是那个定的时候，事实上他还是有一个我，因为要平静嘛，他的慧就很弱。那慧的话，就是他完全清楚这个生灭，然后他是知道而已，但不会去执取，他完全是没有执取的。
Can I say that the development of samatha, there is still, even to the degree of jhana, there is still an idea of I.And then for vipassana, that's the seeing the arising and passing away of realities. 是的，
是哦。
Okay.
嗯嗯。
Okay.
And through vipassana, panya vipassana, there is more understanding of our daily life. We don't have to go somewhere special.
那实相，因为内观是要看实相生灭嘛，定是不一样的嘛。
对。
所以。既然实相生命现在就有啊，你为什么要去别的地方？跟你在哪里没关系，对不对？
我可以问了一个问题，就是十六观智里面，其实它一般人不了解它的内容是什么，但是一般来讲，像在修原始佛法，他就说哦，你修行必须要经过十六观智这个过程，那是不是也是定？那所谓的观智，它应该有慧吧？那既然是慧的话，怎么有那么多的过程？
She mentioned some sort of stage of practice. I'm not familiar with the 16 stages of samatha and vipassana. And she just raised some questions. So exactly.
既然是观的话，为什么有这么多？
She talked about some meditation methods she did before. So I just told her, all the methods are not necessarily known by the detail of 16 stages.
You're referring to Vipassana Jnanas.
你在谈的是内观的慧吗？
But this is not a point of practicing and then one stage at all. It's, there has to be the beginning of understanding reality right now. And at the moment of understanding reality, as we discussed before, calmness is there already. And it's a higher calmness because, as you mentioned,It arises with the understanding of Dharma as not self.
Okay. Maybe she meant the 16th stage of Vipassana Jnana, right?
But the point is, it's not through practice that any Vipassana Jnana can be attained. It's only through the understanding of reality now. And calmness is there with the understanding thatunderstands Dharma as not self. It has to begin at the very beginning.
这边要强调的，不管是只要提到慧的成长，因为我们谈的是正见嘛，那一定要诸法无我嘛，对不对？所以任何一个方法摄入的时候，要很小心我们讲的方法是什么。如果是控制注意力，那就是我就跑进来了，我一跑进来就不可能是正见嘛。所以这个是最重要的一个观念。那至于你提到16个，你指的是内观到最后的16个境界吗？16个步骤吗？
嗯，
你知道第一个是什么？
名声分别智。
OK， 那我们讲的是同一件事情。OK，OK，那个是很后面的，那个是比直接经验还更后面，那个已经快要接近涅槃了，体验涅槃了。对。
Because without the understanding now of the dharmas, Ajahn has been talking about seeing, hearing, visible object, sound, Vedana, and so on, there cannot be the more highly developed understanding which directly understands those realities, which is Satipatthana. And without the development of Satipatthana, there cannot be even the attaining of the first Vipassana Jnana.
Right. 所以我们现在只是在理智上理解而已。 那接下来我们会直接经验，就是所谓的Satipatthana，就是四念住。四念住的意思是正念升起了，是直接升起正念了，已经真的懂了，真的知道眼识是眼识在看，不是我在看的。可是那个还很弱，等到它强到很强的时候，才会进入你讲的那16个，连第一个明法、四法非常清楚分开来了，已经没有我存在了。所以那是已经是很后面的事情了。
So when people follow a practice and think they attain this Vipassana Jnana and this Vipassana Jnana and so on, actually there isn't even the beginning of right understanding because it's wrong understanding and wrong practice from the start. So actually what is being followed is the wrong path. The Buddha talked about a right Eightfold Path and a wrong Eightfold Path. So when it's motivated by the idea of self and I can practice is actually the wrong path that's being followed.
所以其实外面有很多方法，他们都认为他们自己已经到很高的境界了，包括有些可能会觉得自己在消融了或什么这一类的，那都是已经很后面，那连一开始正确了解都还没有到。对，因为一直有我存在的话，怎么会是？ 你那个已经是你第一个都已经知道明色法是分开了嘛，对，明色法分开意思是什么？没有我，没有我。对，对。如果你后来的后来比较境界，你还这么有我在消融，那根本就不是嘛。所以佛陀教正确的八正道跟错误的八正道。Wrong
view can imagine anything. It can imagine it already understands the impermanence of realities. It can imagine it's attained all the vipassana jnanas. It can imagine it's one is enlightened already, but actually when it's the wrong path, one knows right from the beginning. There's no right understanding at all.
所以邪见他可以想象任何他的成就，他成就了什么，甚至他都认为他都认为他有可能他是开悟了，邪见都以为自己心是开悟了。佛陀时期就有这样子的例子。所以建立正确的知见，所以十六观智是在建立正确知见之后。 的发生，很后面了。对。
That's why there should be understanding just one word at a time to understand better and clearer. Even samatha, only this word. What is there? Anyone who goes to the meditation center and sitting and walking, is that samatha? If they would say that is not vipassana, but they think that is samatha. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
Wrong. Because why does one develop samatha? There must be understanding from the very beginning.
因为有我。
Okay, 那老师一开始讲的就是说，所以说我们现在都还在一个一个去了解，我们其实离实际直接体验还很久嘛。那一个一个去了解，比如说 samatha 修定这件事情，好，那什么是修定？只是在那边走吗？观察自己走吗？什么什么的？那修定，我们谈修定，我们第一件事要问的是为什么要修定？什么是定？为什么要修定？那不然我们在练什么？老师问呢？老师在问你。Oh.
佛陀在很多经典里面讲，独一静处专精思维，所以一般人认为独一静处就是要打坐，专精思维就是慧的升起，然后定跟慧它是不可以分的。Why
practice samatha? Because in the Sutta Buddha mentioned about
not reason, not just by being Buddha mentioned.
Because Buddha talk about, there are some passage about Buddha encourage the...
Each word of the Buddha must be panya.
Mm-hmm.
It brings about panya, not just follow.
Mm-hmm. 没错，的确是很容易误解哦。其实佛经很容易误解，所以整个读通我才要很小心。佛陀到底意思是什么？
我觉得我听了那个苏青老师讲到这个会哈，那我刚念这个独一静处，其实他所谓的独一静处专精思维是说，你当下的发生，一切的发生就是那个真实的独一的，就是你当下可以见法的，或者是说你可以了解的。好，那处是在一切心所发生，心所发生的当处。那一般人看这个文字的时候，就认为要找一个地方，要。
Okay, she just shared some Mandarin in Buddhism can be misunderstood as find a place to sit and practice.
Anywhere in the world.
不只是你那一段话，到处都是。
是，
全世界都是很容易误解他的话。
对，我觉得这个太严重了。那所谓的专精思维，就是要有正见你才能专精思维嘛。就是说我们其实佛陀的所谓独一静处专精思维，你要培养智慧嘛。好，正见就是你要培养的是智慧，应该一开始就是这样子，对吧？
Just confirm the right effort is led by the right view or to developThe banya, right effort.
Samatha or vipassana?
Right effort.
哦，那你谈的精进是指修定还是修慧的精进？
就是对当下的了解。在我个人的话，我认为没有止或观。那它就是当下发生的。
She just mean whatever happened in this moment, the right effort.
Right effort.Accompanies right understanding.
要伴随正见。
对。
没有正见不会有正精进。
But just understand intellectually, it's not right effort which is the path leading to realizing the moment of the arising and falling away of realities right now.
就只是理智上了解还不够带到能够直接体验的。实相和生灭，
那可以请教老师，就是我们如何在现在大家都在嘛？我想说，正见它不是培养，它是直觉当下去了悟的。那不修禅定也，直接培养智慧的这种修持方法，那一般人来讲就是要打坐啊什么的哈，有一个方法，持咒啊、观呼吸啊、观腹部啊这些，那。这个是不是都要拿掉了或是精行
Okay, so should we take out all the mantra, all the prior practice? Should we just tell us not to do that anymore?
Why?
为什么要拿掉呢？
没有，我只是要了解说。
所以他问你为什么你会想要拿掉。没
有，照这样讲，有人会进入专注，但很容易进入那个我的那个。
Because that's an I who want to practice.
Because there's no understanding of anything at those moments at all.
对，那他的意思就是说，你拿掉的理由是因为你知道那个不会带来慧，那就拿掉。或者如果你拿掉只是为了，可能又是一个我可以拿掉，我可以干嘛？我在做什么了？现在有没有一个我并不想要去练习的？
没有。
No, she said no.
So why talk about, Now we don't recite mantras and all that. Should we stop or not stop?
对。
So we don't have to be concerned about right effort because when there is understanding, at that moment, the virya chetasika, another chetasika, it is right, it is wholesome at that moment. So it arises together, not I make an effort, but...At a moment of understanding, that wholesome virya is there already, along with all the other wholesome factors.
正精进伴随正见的意思是，当正见升起的时候，就自动会有正精进的。同样的道理，正见没有升起，也不会有正精进升起。那是一个我想要努力，所以不用去担心有没有正精进。
哦，那
正精进不是说整夜做的就是正精进的。
Is effort a reality?
那精进是一个实相吗？ People say no.
No, or yes.
Yeah, people say no. It's a strength, it's a power.
Yes, but is there effort?
有没有努力这一回事? Should be.
It's a reality. It's there.
它是个实相啊。
What is there? It's there. It's real. Mm-hmm. So what kind of reality is it?
它是心所还是设法? Jetasika.
Jetasika. Now we come to another jetasika, which can arise with citta, which is wholesome or unwholesome.
好，这个精进呢，又我们多学一个了。它可能是伴随善或不善。对呀。嗯哼。
There are seven jetasikas which have to arise with each moment of citta, and there are six which arise with kusala or akusala or vipaka or kriya, not only kusala or akusala.
我们刚提过。 每一个心都一定会伴随那七个心所，对不对？那另外有六个，有六个不一定会，但通常都会有的。但它不一定善或不善。我们之前讲了一个循嘛，那六个里面还有一个就是现在在讲的精进或是努力。So
there are altogether 30 kinds of jetasikas which can arise with citta, most of citta, but only seven must.
所以那七加六啊，总共13个。 那七个是老师又强调一次，所有的心都一定会有那七个。好，他另外六个基本上大部分都有，但是不一定。So
is the effort jetasika right now?
现在有没有？有没有精进这个？或者反正努力 effort 努力，有没有努力这一个实相？现在有没有？没有。 One say yes, one say no. Yes or no?
When there is seeing, no need for other jetasika to condition it because it's conditioned by karma. When it's time for karma to produce result, nobody can stop. Moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. But when it doesn't need effort because it's the karma which is strong enough to condition the 10 jitas. But besides the 10, when there is thinking or when there is the like or dislike, kusala or akusala, effort is there.
当眼识耳识这些是果报心，对不对？它并不需要努力，因为业已经够强造成业报了，它不需要努力这个因缘条件。但是在心是用善心或不善心在思考的时候呢，它是有一个努力这一个心所必须是心升起的因缘条件。 这样知道这个意思吗?
So there can be kusala effort or akusala effort or effort can arise with other kinds of vipaka.
所以是善心在想的时候，那个时候就是善的努力嘛。但不善心在运作思考的时候，那时候是不善的努力。它可以是其中一个。
And effort itself can arise with kusala or akusala or vipaka.
嗯哼，那。 对，它不会在眼识耳识里面的果报心，它会在比如说第一个结身心的里面，第一个结身心不止七个。OK，
可不可以问一下说，刚刚谈到那个寻思智慧平静贪爱邪见精进，它这个是有限制，是这个意思？陷阱就是说你可能是邪精进，你可能是邪见。
让你的心，就是走，不要走上正道，会让你走上正道。对对对对，是啊是。你要确定吗？Do you want to confirm with all the, so if virya can go with kusala or akusala, that's a trap.
What do you mean by trap?
Trap means go the wrong way.
Yes, when it arises with wrong understanding, it tries very hard to follow the wrong path. Effort is there. Sit all night. That's very yeah, but it's wrong.
那我们怎么确定？有的人怎么确定它是不对的？
How do we know it's not right?
Pardon?
How can we know? How do we know it's not right?
To know that whether this moment is kusala or akusala.
先从这一刻是善还是不善，先慢慢了解。
Why the wrong path has the same factors: wrong understanding, wrong vitaka, wrong virya.
wrong concentration and so on. So same factors, but all wrong, all the opposites. So it's just like concentration can be wholesome or unwholesome. So virya can be wholesome or unwholesome. Just the same. Understanding can be right understanding or wrong understanding, but different mental factors.
八正道其实是八个线索, 智慧带头, 另外七个我们有机会再讲, 但是错误的, 错误的道路也是八个错误的线索。
In a day, is there more wholesome virya or unwholesome virya?
在一天之中呢, 是比较多善的努力还是不善的努力? Unwholesome.
Much more unwholesome. Every moment of attachment, every moment of ignorance, every moment of aversion, unwholesome virya is there with it.
对, 都是不善的贪啊, 嗔啊, 伴随着不善的努力在里面。
意思是说, 那个, 我的心很重。
Means the idea of I is very firm.
And even when it's not the idea of I, even when it's just ignorance and attachment, like when eating one's lunch and just enjoying it and just with ignorance and attachment, actually it's akusala virya at those moments. But when there's the idea of I, then it's wrong understanding and wrong virya with that wrong understanding. So it's more dangerous.
就也不只是我啦, 就是你很单纯的在贪吃一件食物的时候也是有一个不善的努力在那里。 对, 也不一定是, huh?
I mean, just like when there's the path, the right path, the leader is right understanding of Pandya. So when there's the wrong practice, the leader is wrong understanding. So wrong understanding is the real problem. It takes wrong virya for right virya, what is not sati for sati, what is not right wrong concentration for right concentration. So it's wrong understanding that is the most dangerous.
所以八正道那个是正确的，那不是八正道那个八错误的道路，它有八个带头的也是邪见，一边带头是正见，一边带头是邪见，那邪见让你以为。 错误的定是正定, 让你以为不是觉知当然是觉知。
Can akusala cetasikas arise with kusala cetasikas? Kusala cetasikas?
不善的心所能够跟善的心所升起吗? 同时? No.
Yeah, that's why there are different by way of the universal ones and so on and on.
Right. And yeah, you actually mentioned 14 akusala and 25 kusala.
Yeah.
How beautiful, sobana. Right. 所以就是为什么会有分类成不善跟美的。 那52个可以分成7个全部都有的, 然后那6个通常会有的跟14个不善的跟剩下的。
Can akusala cetasika arise with vipaka?
那不善的心所会跟果报心升起吗? Yes.
No.
不会?
Never. That's why when it is akusala, it has to be just akusala, the unwholesome cause.
因为果报没有善跟恶之分，只有善心的时候会有善的心所，不善的时候会有不善的心所。
Different from wholesome jetasikas, which can arise with kusala and vipaka.
Right. 这里比较细了哦, 但是善的, 善的心所可能会出现在果报里面。
It makes difference from birth.
Right. 比如说, 结生心啊, 人的结生心不是善的果报吗? 善根啊, 慧根, 有人生下有慧根。
To be born with panya or without panya, for example.
对, 比如生下带着慧根或没有慧根。
Because, for example, you said earlier that birth in an animal realm is akusala vipaka, result of akusala karma, and that vipaka has no akusala factors, no akusala roots, it's rootless. Whereas this birth in this realm, like for us, it is the result of kusala karma, and there are kusala roots as well. So kusala chetasikas arising with those vipaka chetas, like at the moment of birth and even in deep sleep. So it's different.
As Maggie answered the phone, it could be the driver of the Thai group or Vietnamese group. I think it's Vietnamese group to Hua Lian.
就是在提到，就是第一个结生心啊，身为人是一个善报嘛，是善的业力造成的果报。 那里面我们刚刚老师举例就是可能会慧根嘛，对不对？ 但其实有些动物的话，像狗就是不善的业报嘛，那它就不会有贪嗔痴的根在里面，好，所以这边是比较多的细节了。OK， 但老师是举例子而已。你是说那只狗就没有贪嗔痴？狗的话，它的第一个结生心是个果报心嘛，但它并没有贪嗔痴的根在里面。但对人来讲，他第一个果报心是业报，他有可能有带慧根，对，即使没有带慧根，至少是不贪不嗔的根。那如果什么根都没有，那是个残障的人。那有没有可能说，一个要快往生的人，他最后你跟他讲什么，他的心很平，就是他可能会升起善心，他本来就是。 很乱的，然后你跟他开，就是有的法师会开示以后，他的结生心会不会？本来他是要去不好的地方，他会在那一刹那，因为无我嘛，哈，他会在那一刹那的时候，然后他去善。
So for people who are dying, then if we say something or try to keep this person calm, can help that person to be reborn in a happier realm.
What about what is meant by karma?
好，那什么叫做业呢？业是什么意思？业是他累积的那个善业，或是的那个不善心或善心成为那个的受报。Accumulated
kusala or akusala and their result. That's what she meant by karma.
Karma is wholesome moment. Citta and citta-sikas at that moment arise to be the wholesome reality, and it depends on whether it at level of karma or not. For example, akusala right now, just like that which is seen, is that karma?
Just like what is
only like karma? Not stealing yet.
Now what?
Not stealing.
Oh no. Okay. Right. But it's karma pata, right?
So there are many levels of karma.
Yeah.
Akusala.
老师在问说什么是业嘛？那其实他在问的就是说，如果你只是看到一个你喜欢的东西，没有去偷它，这样算不算业？没有去偷它，算不算业？嗯，也是一个业，看。It's also a karma, but lesser degree.
Yes.
Without stealing, just liking.
Yes. So that which has done completely can condition birth consciousness.
就是你有产生语言或行动的那个的业力，它可以强到造成再出生的一个业。比较轻微的，你只是喜欢那个东西，没有干嘛做坏事的话，它没有强大让你再出生。就是决定出生那个业力，必须要是行为或语言很强的善或不善。那你的意思是，说这个人，因为业是心嘛，对不对？哈，业是觉察。那业是心所呈现的状态，果报的状，那个你心也是意图，哎，对，业是意图。那我的意思说，那往生的人在这个时候，他过去种的业，哦，他过去在他心事里面种的这些意图，加都是不善的，那当然去不好的地方，还有果报心嘛，哦，那假如他是不好也不坏的时候，那他只是恐惧害怕的时候，你这时候给他一个。 正确的语言的时候，或者是说让他免疫恐惧。OK，
so she meant if that person is a bit feeling worried or she still feel the comforting can help. Comfort the people who are dying might help the person to be calm.
Can you stop seeing right now not to arise?
你现在能够停止掩饰吗？不准他升起。
Because the karma condition seeing right now, So karma condition, birth after death.
你不能停止是因为业现在造成演示发生，你停止不了那个业报，所以在那个人的死亡或出生这种，那个是业，你不可能停止他的。
所以现在一般来念佛，是念佛或持咒也没办法。
So even speaking, even chanting before this, right before this person die.
Okay, now, while we are talking about Dharma, some people might think about other things.
我们在讨论佛法，有的人心可能在想别的事情啊。所以你在念佛说他在想什么，我们不知道。
Yes.
And we said earlier that.Rebirth is conditioned by karma performed in the past, but only certain kinds of karma can be strong enough to condition rebirth. Helping a person to have pleasant feeling or to feel comfortable, that if it's kusala jitta on the part of the person, could not be.Strong enough to condition rebirth.
所以这边还是提到说业有不同的强度嘛，那会造成人决定出生在哪里，那个业必须是很强的。那如果你即使那个人在死前被听到一些安慰或什么什么，他心里出现了一些善念的话，就是你可能安慰他，他可能谢谢你，那种感激你的善念，假设那个也没有办法强到决定他出生在哪里，那个不够强。我们谈到的是要有言语跟行为上很强的。才有办法决定，他那个时候已经快死了，他不可能改变，他已经没有产生，他没有已经没有其他言语或行为来造成新的业力，决定他在哪里了。
And when you talk about helping the person to feel comfortable, is that the same as helping the person to have kusala jitta, or just pleasant feeling?
而且，对，你要小心，你其实在安慰他，所谓的安慰他的时候，你其实让他有善心那一刻。死的时候，还是其实你只是让他有愉快的感觉而已。
Kusala jitta is on our part, but it may be just conditioned for attachment for that person when feeling comfortable or having the dear ones around, because it depends on that person's accumulations, and who knows what karma will bring result, because the jittas follow each other so rapidly.No one can make kusala arise in another. No one can stop past karma bringing result when it's time. It can be any time. It can be now or any time at all.
那舒服可能是贪爱的一个因缘条件嘛，对不对？那他觉得舒服，那个时候或者亲爱的人在旁边，可能造成他更贪爱啊。对，所以我们其实不会知道他最后那几刻是什么样的业力会出现，带他去哪里。对，这一刻也不会知道啊，我们随时都可能死啊。
所以这就是佛陀没有办法帮助众生怎样到彼岸，就是基本上，有的人认为说持咒啊、佛号啊什么，事实上他还是决定你的那个生前的对正见的培养，然后那个强大的那个智慧，他才能够帮助你。
So and that's why the Buddha could not help people to develop wisdom. I mean.She meant so that why Buddha could not help people to be liberated.
And he couldn't stop people from having unhappy rebirths or past karma bringing its result during life or at the end of life. No one can, just as we cannot make seeing arise now because there's no we to do anything. It just depends on conditions, whether seeing arises and what it sees.So at the end of life, so at any time.
即使是佛陀也没有办法让这个人要去升为人或不要掉入动物道、地狱道、啊、对不对？所以，对。
是这样子啊，我们台湾都是净土宗，那我听到这样讲，真的佛陀都没有办法，那为什么有的人说，哎呀，你要念多少多少，你就是去净土？我觉得这有点，我觉得。不是我的意思是说那是好像在骗人。
Now she feels that the other teacher of teaching Buddhism are kind of misleading and lying what Buddha is teaching.
I don't think there's an intention to lie, but I think it's a case of the blind leading the blind.
他说可能不是真心想要骗你，他只是瞎子带着瞎子而已，大家都看不见的。
Yes.
我说的骗可能就是叫一盲民众，
也有骗的，像那些车子开名车的那种。
And we can, and we begin to see that the teachings are so very deep and so very subtle, and it takes a lot of courage and careful consideration to really appreciate that there are just dhammas which are conditioned, not self. So it's not a matter of ever following a teacher, but really carefully considering and studying for ourselves and beginning to know what is right at this moment. If we just follow what someone says, do what they say, or just accept what is said without careful considering, then it's bound to lead in the wrong way.
Yes.
所以我们就逐渐会看到佛法的精深哦，它的精深跟它的不容易了解 的部分哦。所以不是我们重点是思考佛陀的话嘛，而不是听一个人的个人意见，他们的看法怎么做。所以一切还是回到是不是佛陀的话，我们仔细去思考它。
No need to blame the teachers for teaching the wrong thing. We can instead blame ignorance and wrong understanding, which leads us to follow that way. So the only way is development of understanding, to consider carefully what is heard and check what is right.
对哈，所以也没有必要再去追究那些错误的什么练习啊，老师啊。其实都是其实只有实相嘛，只有无明跟邪见而已嘛，带着做。所以现在能做就是思考佛陀的话，知道什么是对的，什么是对。
当他面对悲伤或者说痛苦死亡的时候，要怎么去安慰？要怎么去或者往生人叫他心怎么放？
嗯哼。So for the family member, the person dear to us,They never heard about Dharma, so how do we tell them to face the life, the up and down, and or to comfort the dying people to let it go?
Actually, no one. Only different realities arising by conditions.
所以老师的结论是没有人哦，只有现在只有实相在生命而已。
Yeah, we comfort.Our family members, but without any expectation.
我们帮我们的家人，但是没有期望的帮，不带着期望帮。
We just do our best with whatever kusala and whatever understanding has been accumulated and is there at that time in whatever way seems right. No rule at all.
嗯哼，我们只能。没有什么规矩一定要怎么样，我们只能真心善意的去帮忙，那不带的结果是什么样，那对不可能是我们控制的结果。
And were we not friends and family member in previous life?
When
everyone here.
Okay.
What about the previous life? Okay.
那前一世呢，你说这一世的家人，那你前一世的呢，我们也许不知道，也许是过去世的父亲母亲都不知道。
Grow to appreciate the value of Dhamma, you will also grow to appreciate the value of Dhamma friends.
那当你越来越感激佛法之后，你也会越来越谢谢这些佛法的道路上的朋友。
Interest and I'm sure that you'll continue to study and consider and.Discuss together and hope to see you again.
所以就是我们很谢谢老师，这边也很谢谢你们对佛法的兴趣呢，那也相信你们会继续在讨论，然后希望有一天再相见。
And the Buddha's last words, don't be careless.
佛陀最后的话，不要那么不经意哈。 Careless 就是一直混沌的过日子哈。
Even in listening, it has to be very careful.
即使在听的时候也是很小心听，很注意的听佛法啊。好，那我们就今天就到这里，谢谢各位。